learning the sugya of Rav Chiya. The Gemara is Mechalkel Mo'ayid. The Gemara falls away from Rav Chiya. I'm going to answer a little bit about Gamma before we try to understand Divrei Rav Chiya. The Gemara later on Pehe Amid Bey, speaks about the godless of Rav Chiya. That he was an Amoyga that was given the chance to look in Gan Eden at all the different Tanoim and different Tzaddikim that there are in Gan Eden. And they told him that there's one Tana that you can't look at, Rav Chiya. And anyway, he was curious, he couldn't control himself, like the standard yeshiva bacha that always wants to look. The mice, the next day, his eyes were burnt. Because he looked, his eyes were nisraf. As you see, the kedusha, the taira, and the level of Rav Chiya was so on a different level. The shnifladik, the godless of the Rav Chiya. The Gemara afterwards speaks out another story with Rav Chiya that one time read with Vein HaKadosh Merelio, a Navi, he was a little bit late. He asked him, why were you late? And he said, because he davened with Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. But he can't do all of them at the same time, because then Mashiach would come, as he does separately Avram, separately Yitzhak, and separately Yaakov. As Rebbe asks, is there anyone in the Dar, the equivalent of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov? As he said, Rebbe, Reb Chiya Ubanav. As he got together Reb Chiya and his two sons to David in the same minyan, and all of a sudden, it sounded, the whole world was shaking. The Mashiach was on the way, as Hashem made that the world should shake and they should stop the minyan. He said, Mi gila razeh. The Koyach of Tefillah of Reb Chiya and his children, Eliyahu HaNavi, and they gave him in Shamayim, Pulsa Denura, Makas Shel Eish, that he was Megala the Soy. Not Kaam the Gemara. The Bir, the Divrei HaGemara, is Mavur L'Sfarim HaKdoshim, that in every door is Avram, Yitzhak, V'Yakov in the door. The Chiddush is Rebbe was the Gadol HaDor. By far, Rebbe was the Mechabes Isha Sidrei Mishnah. He was the Nasi. Everyone was coming to the house of Rebbe for brachas, kupat tehir, mechule. And there was another Talmud Chacham, Reb Chiya. And he was famous, he was okay, but no one would have thought, oh, and over here you see him and his two children, the Gan Shamayim, which the whole world was shaking from his tefillahs. As it's a little bit of Adama before we learn the sugya Reb Chiya, who Reb Chiya was. Kasha here, we're choisa from the first raya. Sounds like this is mamish. Hechster Sadiqim, the Hechster Madregis of Tanoim. What was the big schus of Reb Chiya? The big schus of Reb Chiya, the Gemara over there says, was because he was Marbitz Taira of Yisrael. And he taught Bachure Yisrael Taira. Baruch Hashem, we have the schutz of Habatis Taira. And it's good for Bachum to know, one of the biggest schusim that you have in the world is Habatis Taira. This is that we used to be people who were machshevet, who was choshev, zman hazeh, it's not as it lost its chshivas. But that was the godless of Reb Chiya, and he used to take bacharim and teach them to learn, teach them how to learn Torah. Okay, this is a hakdama to the sugi. Now that we understand who Reb Chiya is, who we're learning his memra, let's come back and learn the memra again. Tani Reb Chiya, Manali v'yadcha, Aloyam ha'en lecha v'yadai kulum. Ve'edem me'idem ha'isay, she'yesh lo'y chamishim zuz, no'isem lo'y chamishim zuz, v'yishava al ha'shav. Choshev ha'Talmud Chacham that asked, why does it say, no'isem lo'y chamishim zuz? Why is that nageya b'chlal? The word is when edem ha'me'idem, Rashi explains it's like kodos v'aldin, just like when you moida on chamishim, it causes a chiyuv shvua. As when edim on meidim on chamishim, it causes a chiyuv shvua. As why does the Gemara add noisim loy chamishim zuz v'yishav al hashav? What's in the gay of the din of noisim loy chamishim zuz? Shena ha'aru. Now every word of the Gemara has a point to it. What's the point of the noisim loy chamishim zuz? What's the reason? Azariah from the Mishnah. As the Gemara goes over every meal of Rekhia and it handles. First, Maishaloi Tehei. Second, what's the Kal Vachomer? Third, what's the Raya? I mean, every word of Rekhia, it explains it. As the first thing, Maishaloi Tehei does, Ptiv Deilus Mei does, Eden Mikal Vachomer. Rashi explains there's two ways of learning out. One way of learning out is Yisvara. It's the Zelbazach. You don't need Kal Vachomer. Kal Vachomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shat Torah Nidreshes by. Frag the Gemara. What does Reb Chiya have to come on with the Kal Vachomer for? Tebiglei that Hodos Hodos Eidim is the same thing as Moide B'Miksas. In this Rashi's Pshat, you see a Chiddush. It's going to be very nageya be'ezin Hashem in the maskana of the sukkah. You see in Rashi that misvara haydas eidim is moide b'miksas. Ein makom l'chalik b'neya. The Gemara is going to answer. I would have thought a zaitika reason migu dechashir amamun or chashir ashvusa. Aba on migu dechashir amamun or chashir ashvusa misvara haydas eidim doesn't even need the alfusa. It's mamish nichlal misvara in the machayiv of moide b'miksas. You could have thought it's a haidah, it's a higher level. But mavur in the Gemara, this kash of the Gemara lefi Rashi, and no, haidahs edim is the same thing as moide b'miksas. To the point where the Gemara asks, what do you even need a kal v'chaymer? What do you even need a yafusa for? It's so nichlal in the pasuk. What do you need a kal v'chaymer, a yafusa? The my answer is a zaitige teretz, it's a side answer. Okay, now we'll keep this in mind for later on. The Tosis Rosh says a different shot from this Havamina. The Fidvarov, you don't have the raya, what we're buying from Rashi. And as Hashem in the Hemshech for the Sugya, we'll come back. Okay, it's right, the Gemara. Shaloi Taima, it does piv, who the Rami Rachman, a Shvua Lei, Kidder Rabba. Number Rabba. If Neymar Matoida Moida Mimixes Ataina Yishav. As Koidim called Tesis and Subis Yuches is Masber, the Gemara is not asking what's the reason. The Gemara doesn't ask what's the reason for Dinim of the Torah. The Gemara is asking there's a reason why it should be Potter. If Neymar Matoida, there's a reason why it should be Potter. And the Gemara is asking, why don't we potter it for that reason? That's the Shiloh of the Gemara. That's how Tosis explains the question, the Shittasai. We'll see in other Rishonim, in Rashi and Baba Kama, has a different mahalach to answer Tosis' question. As Frag the Gemara, if they ma'am the Torah, ma'idah b'mixes ha'tayna yishav. As Be'ez Hashem, today, we want to learn. There are three mahalchim of the Rishonim explain the Shaila of Mifnei Ma Amra Taira. Tosis is mahalach. Rashi in Bab Metzia Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi in Bab Metzia in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Three different mahalchim explain the same Tasha. Kimuvan it's a stira. Rashi in Bab Metzia explains one way and Rashi in Baba Kama explains another way. So let's go step by step in each mahalach of the Gemara. Normally we start with Rashi, but Dailam already learned Rashi. We're going to start with Tosis. It's just easier for the Seder of Shir. If Neymar Matoira explains Tosis, Pirish Ye Neman Benigud, Dibai Kofar Kol. Tosis Shita is, the Gemara is asking, you should say a Migui Lifta. Oy neilav mehacha deloy neima migui da'alba. Or you should learn out from here that you can't say migui in kol hatayra kura. What's the pshat you should learn out da'alba? How do you know migui in kol hatayra kura? Where taka is the makar of migui in kol hatayra kura? as there's a Taisis in Ksubis, Chav Beis Amar Aleph. The Gemara asks, Minayin Bepesha Aser, how do you know Pesha Aser works? The Gemara says, Svarahu. It's a Svara. And once you have a Svara, Lamalikra, Enochinami, there's no Pasik that tells you it works. It's a Svara. Taisis in Ksubis explains, even though the Gemara says Pesha Aser, that's what the Mishnah called it, but over here is the Makar of Migui and Kala Tayyaku. A Svara, the Gemara in Ksubis on Chav Beis Amar Aleph says. Once we put Taisis and Ksubis together with Taisis Vayas, it's very Gishmak. Azay Bazay, if over here we should see that this Svara is not a good Svara. I would have thought Migui is a Svara. You could be Saimich on it. I'm if ne mamre taira. I see over here that Migu is not a good Svara because over here the taira wasn't Saimich on it. It's not Sfreg de Gemar. I mean, if Migui was a Pasik, as then the question is, it's a Stiram Sukim. But being that Shitas Taisis is, Migui is a Svara, there's no Pasik. As I say, if we have a Pasik that says Migui doesn't work, it's okay. A Pasik says Migui doesn't work. We should learn out from here to all over. Pashtis Lashon Taisis is Meduyi, that we're asking all over in Kala Taira Kula, even by Mamin. How could you learn out from here? Maybe over here the reason why you're not Neman is because it's a Shavuah. How could you learn out from Shavuah to Kol HaTayra Kula? As what should have Taisis said? Neilig Mehacha Delay Neim Amigui B'Shavuah. The Lashon of Taisis is Delay Neim Amigui B'Alma. Mashma, that Taisis wants to learn out from here to everywhere. The Rebbeinu Peretz is even much stronger. The Rebbeinu Peretz says, "Delay ne live milu bekol makom." That you shouldn't. You should learn that from me. You don't say migui. How could you bring a raya from shvuah to mamet? L'chayra mavur in Taisis that Taisis holds there is no makom lechalik between shvuah and mamet. If migui is neman in mamet, it's neman in shvuah. If migui is not neman in shvuah, it's not neman in mamet. Deloy Karimagash that we saw yesterday. The Rimagash wants to be Machadish. Migui helps a moment, but it's not strong enough for Shvuah because Shvuah needs more Nemanis. Taisis holds not that way. Taisis holds you can bring a raya from Shvuah to Mamin. There's no Makam Lachali. Bechain is Mefurish in the Rosh in Shvuah. The Piskei HaRosh brings the Rimagash that he's Machalik. Migui is Neman B'Mamin and Nan in Shvuah. And the Rosh is metame on the Rimagash. Mali momin, mali shvua. There's no makom lechalik misvara. As the Rosh holds, there's no makom lechalik. And that is what Shitas Taisis is. If Migui works in one, Migui works in the other. Yeah. You have to know, this is Yisaitis de Gamachlekis. Is there a makom to be machalik between you find also in a different area the Rishonim are Mechalik between Shvuah and Mamin, and Taisis is not Mechalik. The Rajba learns like Taisis, and the Rajba learns the Gemara is asking for Migui. What's the Gemara answering? Zak the Rajba, the Gemara is answering Migui da Azalai Amrinan. Freg the Rajba. Is doch a Gemara in Baba Basra, Dav Lamid Vav Amid Aleph, Bahanu Izi, that is Mavur Migui Da Aza Amrinan, and with the Rashba, Migui Da Aza Amrinan B'mamin, Aba Liftar Mishvua, Migui Da Aza Lai Amrinan. Das is Shitas HaRashba, the Ran we saw on Beis Amid Aleph, das is the Shit of the Rishayim. Taisvis learns not that way. Taisis in Baba Basra on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis learns Migui Da Aza. You don't say from Mamin either, like you see in Agamar and Shvuah. You don't say it by Shvuah. You don't say it by Mamin either. I pshat in the Gemara of Hana Easy. Taisis says over there it's not a Migui Da Aza. I am Taisis that explains why it's not a Migui Da Aza. As two times we have in Taisis. Taisis holds Mamin and Shvuah are not separable. You can't be Mechalik. If Migui works in one, Migui works in the other. And the Rishonim are Mechalik. You have to know what is the yisoid hamachlekes. What's the shayrish of the machlekes if you could be mechal. Nachum does that. This is a nekuda you see. Taisus says, "Mishani the ein zem migui, the ein other meis panav likvar hakol, hayel v'chaveiroi makil b'shikroi." Taisus learns why is it a migui da'aza, as Taisus explains what da'aza is. Hayel v'chaveiroi makil b'shikroi. You don't lie when someone knows you're lying. When someone doesn't know you're lying, it's much easier to lie. When you know the guy knows you're lying, it's a much bigger chutzpah to lie. Thus is the Gemara. V'yesh lodin, Taisus asks, why is Taisus explaining? Me'ez Hashem, we're going to see why Taisus explain what it is. Vayis Tachayis, there's another pshat that Taisus is coming last. Frag the Gemara. Lefi Taisus, the Gemara on the Amid Beis is a continuation. The Gemara asks, Vahai Bekula Boi Delay Delay. What's the Gemara saying? Lefi Taisus, the Gemara is asking, what are you telling me? It's a azah to be kaifer hakol, and he doesn't want to be kaifer hakol. It's a azah to be maida b'mixas too, because a kaifer b'mixas is also a azah. That's Fred the Gemara, and with the Gemara, no, it's more ha azah to be kaifer b'kol, and the Gemara explains why. The maila in Taisus pshat that the teretz is miyu the azah is you continue on the amid beis, and the sugi continues. The Gemara is continuing and explaining in Migui da'aza. Rashi l'shitasai that learns differently. Rashi says the Gemara on Amid Beis is asking a whole new question, a whole new angle. But Taisus l'shitasai that it's a azad dikasugya. The sugya continues in Migui da'aza. In this angle. Okay. Thus is Shitas Taisus in Migui. Now let's go to Rashi. Rashi learns differently. Rashi says, "Ufneimar metayra v'loy chashvu k'meshe v'aveda lefaytray sholoy kofer b'kulay." Is medayik the shita in ksub v'staf yud ches the pnei Yeshua by us. Why does Rashi say meshe v'aveda not migul like Taisus? Medayik in Rashi. Rashi holds migul is doesn't help lift a mishvua. You have to come on to a new ptur, a meshev aveda. And the makkah of Rashi is the Gemara in Ksubis Yud Ches is mishtamish with the lashon of meshev aveda. As it doesn't use the lashon of migui, it uses the lashon of meshev aveda. That's the makkah of Rashi. The sugi in Ksubis Yud Ches is a similar sugi over here. And it uses the lashon of meshev aveda. Why doesn't Rashi learn like Taisus? Rashi holds migu lafturi mishvua loy amina. What's the maila of meshev aveda? As we saw yesterday, one pshat, the balabadish pshat, it's a better migui because you're not just, you could have tainted the other tainer, you're giving money up also. And Rebbe Bel learns that it's a hecher of art. It's not a better migui, it's a different tour. The word is that the Haida is Machayiv. It makes a drurier chakran. Frag the Gemara, he's a Meshav Aveda. You don't see as a chakran, you see as an honest person, as there's no Machayiv. That's the Kasha. And the Gemara's answer is he's not an honest person. He just can't. He's really a liar, but it's too hard for him to lie. Because you don't see he's an honest person. That's the way Rashi over here learns the sugya. That's the second way of learning the sugya. As lefi zeh, bein lefi Rashi, bein lefi Taisus, the shaila b'fnei mamre Torah is, why are you chayiv? You should have a p'tur. Just the machlokes is, what's the p'tur? The p'tur is moide b'miksas, the p'tur is migui, or the p'tur is meshev aveda. Thus is the shili between Rashi and Taisus. Rashi in Baba Kama on Kuf Zayin is meduyik. He has a whole new angle to the sugya. Rashi learns the shaila of the Gemara is, why is only a Maida b'mikses chayiv and a koifer b'kol potter? A koifer b'kol should be chayiv. A whole new angle to the question. The Gemara is asking, not we should have a ptur in Maida b'mikses, but the Gemara is asking, why is only a Maida b'mikses and not a koifer b'kol? Thus fregt ni Gemara. And with the Gemara, because by a koifer bakol, there's a chazaka ein adam meis pana bifnei bal choivai, as the chazaka patis him from the shvuah. As I says, mamish a mapecha in the Gemara. Mapecha means a turnaround in the Gemara. Whole new mahalich in the Gemara. The Gemara is not asking, why don't you have a tour by Maida b'miksas? The Gemara wants to know, why only Maida b'miksas? Koifer HaKol should be chayiv too. Oh. And the Gemara is answering, because by Koifer HaKol, there's a chazaka that God is used. Rather, a little bit diak like Rashi, is why does the Gemara have to say chazaka, ain't all the mayas? And the Gemara repeats itself, ain't all the mayas. Yes. The Gemara should just say, Ein Adam Meis. Av Lafi Rashi and Shavuos, the Gemara is saying, the level of Ein Adam Meis is a chazaka, as it patters you from a Shavuot. Because to patter you from a Shavuot, you need a level of a chazaka. That's the diuk, like Rashi in Baba Kama. It's not Mefurish in Rashi in Baba Kama. It's Meduyik that way. The Tosis of Bene Peretz in Baba Kama, the Mordechai in Baba Kama, the Tesis Rashi and Shavuos, Daf Mem Beis, all bring down this Ashitas Rashi and Baba Kama. So if the Olam wants the Taina, that's not what Rashi and Baba Kama means. There are three Mishainim that say clearly that's Pshat in Rashi and Baba Kama. Lefi Zeh, now we have, as we have a stira in two Rashis, it comes out. Rashi over here on the mem of Rabba Mifnei Mamre Toira, Rashi says it's the Ptur of Meshav Aveda. And Rashi over there says a totally different shot. Rashi over there says that you should be chayiv even a koifer akol, as is the stira in Rashi. It's the same memra that repeats itself in a different mesechta. And Rashi is mefarish it differently. Why is Rashi mefarish it differently? Thus is the big kasha on Rashi. So if you look in the sugi in Baba Kama Kuf Zayin, it's clear why Rashi over there learned his pshat. Because Rashi's girsa in the Gemara in Baba Kama in Kuf Zayin is by Pikodin a Koifer HaKol is Chayim. And the Gemara is coming to explain why. As the reason why is because Chazaka ain't other Meis Panav. It's only Aza by Bal Choyv. Because he did you a favor, he lent you money. If someone does you a favor and you do bad to him and you're Koifer him, that's a Aza. Like parents do you a lot of favors. When you don't be nice to your parents, Zanu Kairim azes upon him. There's a certain azes when someone's good to you and you're not good back. Let's say azes. When someone does you a tayyib, Zot Rashi, Oibazay, it's only by Bal Choy. Ababai Pikadoin, where the guy didn't do you a favor. Faket, the Shoim is doing the other person a favor. He didn't do you a favor. Over there, there's no chazak in other mayas, and koifer b'kol is chay. As Lefi says, Doch Gevaldik, the Gemara in Baba Kama is coming to explain Lefi Gersis Rashi why a koifer akol b'pikodin is chay. As the Gemara, if Nate brings the member of Rabba, as you see in Rabba, that a koifer akol b'pikodin is chay. Where do you see it in Rabba? If he Rashi over here, it wouldn't go. As Rashi and Baba Kama has to come up with a new pshat, that Rav is coming to explain why Koivir B'kol is Potter, Mishum Chazaka ain't other Meyas. And that's only Shayich by a Malva Veloiva and not by a Pikot. As that's the makor of Rashi from the Gemara in Baba Kama to learn differently. And there's a gevaldige diuk in Rashi, in the Gemara like Rashi. Because if you look, Amar Rabba, Mifnei Mamre Taira, Moidu Mixis Chazaka, Ein Adam Meis Pana Bifnei Bal Chayvai. Why are we mentioning Bal Chayvai? Chazaka, Ein Adam Meis Pana. What do we add two words in the Gemara? Bifnei Bal Chayvai. Thus is Meduyik, like Rashi and Baba Kama, that only by a Bal Chayv Ein Adam Meis Bifnei Sha'asa Loi Taiva, but not by a Bikot. That's the makor of Rashi in Baba Kama. That's where Rashi is coming from. As that's why Rashi in Baba Kama learns differently. Once we have that, now we could come back to Taisis by us, and all of a sudden Taisis by us has a whole new light. Taisis Bayas explains, what's the reason Eidan the May is Panav? Zok Rashi, Hoyol v'chaveiroi makir b'shikroi. What does Taisis want? Why is Taisis explaining? Because Taisis is coming lafuke the pshat of Rashi in Baba Kama. Don't tell me Eidan the May is because someone did you a favor and it's a uzzah to do something bad to someone who did you a favor. No, that's not pshat. Pshat is, it's a oza to lie into the face of someone who knows you're lying. What is Taisis gain? The fizetz, even by pikotin. Because Taisis is learning the Gemara, the din of Moedah b'miksas, is also by pikotin. Not like Rashi and Baba Kama. Taisis l'shitasai and Baba Kama, davkut, Zion is choylik on Rashi and learns only a moed of a mixas is chayiv b'pikadon and not a koifer bakol. He changes the gears of the Gemara. As Vimela, Taisus had explained our Gemara. As that's why Taisus asked it. Lefize, you could answer another question on Taisus. Taisus is Vim timer koifer kol minol on the potter. Why is Taisis asking it over here? What does it have to do with Neima Amra Taira? The Gemara is handling Migui. The Gemara is handling Haidas Eidu. Why is Taisis handling why a Koifer HaKol is Potter? This is a sugi in Baba Kama and Shruis. What's it doing over here? Of Lefize is Gavaldik. Taisis is coming Lafuke Rashi and Baba Kama's Pshat in the Gemara that the Gemara explained. Why Koifer HaKol is high? They say, I'm not learning like Rashi and Baba Kama, so now I have to explain. So why talk is a Koifer HaKol high? The Fi Rashi, the Gemara here explained why a Koifer HaKol is high, because Chazok ain't other maze. But they say, saying, being that I'm not learning like Rashi and Baba Kama, as what is the Pshat? As once we have the Rashi and Baba Kama, the way he learns, as Taisis over here is very gishmak. By the way, I didn't make this up myself. It's Taisis and Ksubis and Yud Ches. Taisis and Ksubis Yud Ches says like Taisis here, brings Rashi in Baba Kama, argues on Rashi in Baba Kama, and then yes, so why is the Koifer HaKol Chayiv? As you look at Taisis and Ksubis Yud Ches, you see the binyan clearly, beautifully in Taisis. What the Seder HaPshat in Taisis is.
Why does it say
Bachaybe? Yeah, that was a deep like Rashi. Yeah. You'll have to say because over here is talking about how far. So maybe the Lord the Gemara was not yet of Enochinam. That's a deep. Thus is Mamish in Seder Abshat, step by step, the three ways of learning the Gemara. We call it Shtayim Sheinachas. The Gemara is asking Moedim and Mixas should have a Ptur, whether it's Migui, Meshe, and Aveda. And the other Mahalach, like totally different. That the Gemara is asking why is Koifer HaKol Potter, and answering Chazaka, Ein Adam Meis. Okay. But why did Rashi over here not learn like Rashi and Baba Kama? As we explained why Rashi and Baba Kama didn't learn like Rashi over here, because the gears of the Gemara over there couldn't be saved the pshat of Rashi over here. Very good. So why did Rashi over here not learn like Rashi in Bava Kama? Vayis Dechayis is a raya from over here, not like Rashi in Bava Kama. So that's, what's the raya from over here, not like Rashi in Bava Kama? As there's a sefer Imre Baruch, in the Baruch Tam on Bav Mitzia. And Yedoylam Zafakan, but he was Kiyodua, the London, the Goin of the Dor. Yeah. As he has a Bombay Shailan, Rashi and Baba Kama from Rav Chiya. If you're going to learn the reason why Koifer HaKol is Potter, is because there's a Chazaka. He's not a liar, because people don't lie. It's too hard to lie. Chazaka ain't on the Meyas Pana. He says the raya keneged that is the etzem member of Reb Chiya of Haidas Eden. Why? Because this guy is a liar. Adam walked in and Adam said he's lying on $50. What's the story again? Reuven walks into Beis Din, you owe me $100. Shimon says, you? I don't know you from anywhere. I never bothered borrowing money from you. Tomorrow, Adam walk in and Adam say, $50 he lent from him. As over here, you don't have the p'tur of Chazaka, ain't all the mayors. There's a Chazaka, people can't lie. We see he's the biggest liar in the world. He lied on the first 50. As how could you say the p'tur of Koifer Bakol is because Chazaka, ain't all the mayors? If that's the reason, once Adam come, what do you have to learn out who does Adam from Moide b'miksas? He should be chayev midin koifer bakol. If he Rashi and Baba Kama, Hare Rashi and Baba Kama holds every koifer bakol is chayev. Just as a chazak ain't on the mayor, you only chayev by Moide b'miksas. But by Hadas Adam, you don't have that chazak anymore. Because what's the chazak? People don't lie. It's such a hard to lie in a guy's face. We see this guy is Mr. Liar. He lied. Adam walked in and said he's lying. As in our sugya, you can learn like Rashi in Baba Kama. As Rashi says, if Pshat and Rava is differently. As Lefi said, Rashi had a hechrich in each sugya, why he is mafarish different. It's Zeyeh Gishma. There's two kinds of people that are sitting here. There's some kinds of people. Okay, there's a steer in Rashi, no problem. I'll take out my handbook. Rashi wrote 4 Maduras. That one is coming from Madura 1. Over here, we're going in Madura 2. It really doesn't interest me. Okay, so there's a steer in Rashi, not the first one. I'm going to sleep. So, there's some people. A steer in Rashi! We have to work to see why did Rashi in one place learn one way? Why did Rashi in another place learn another way? They're alive. Oh, what's going on? Oh, and then you work. Oh, you're looking to work. So there's a question. Ah, there's a mukkah from this sugya one way, a mukkah from this sugya another way. Yeah. If you're interested, it's Gishmak. Rashi in each place had an akuda. Why he learned each one differently. Yeah. Okay, so this is a cheshbin in pshat, and lamaisa gishmak a cheshbin, that in each place there was a mukkah to learn if neymal mitayra differently. The oilam could still yes, but first, it's a stira. What did Rabba mean? As the Ramban says, Rabba meant everything. When he asked the shailab if neymal mitayra, he meant both pshatim. Obviously, he meant everything. Mm-hmm. I knew he said a shir that could be mitargim two ways. That's a reason in Chiddush the Ramban. Rabbah, when he says with Neimam Retaira, he could be asking one way, he could be asking another way. Abba Kachomer Ramban? As long as we have the Ramban, it's Tav Givaldik. So why did Rashi in one place be Mefarish one way, one place, each sugya is Mukha, that's what. Okay. Das ist sehr Geschmack. Okay. Das ist the three ways of Mifnei Ma'am Retaira and the Shinuyim in each place. Okay. Rav Nochum had another Mahalach to be in the Yashiv. He said this, he had a big shit club, a massive chiddush in the Sogya. To be Miyashiv Yestiris in Rashi. He said, Be'etzem, there's another bomb kasha on Rashi, what the Rishonim asked. The Rishonim asked on Rashi, that how could Rashi say, Meshev Aveide is Daraisa? We're asking if Neiman the Torah, we're asking on the Torah. And with Meshev Aveide, Muchachatzapator Daraisa, Hare Rashi later on Dalar Amibes, Gibn Nun Aleph, and many other places in Shas, says Meshev Aveide is Derabonon. Rada, Rashi on Dalet Amit Beis that says the Ptur of Meshev Aveda Derabonon, the Tesis Rashi is on Rashi. There's a Ptur Migui Daraisa. Why is Rashi saying Meshev Aveda Derabonon? Rashi the Shitasad. Migui Laftere Mishvu Aloyam Rinon. It's Mucha from Rashi on Dalet Amit Beis in every place where it says Meshev Aveda is Derabonon. As either Meshev Aveda is Daraisa or Meshev Aveda is Derabonon. But Migui, there's nothing to talk about. That. We don't mention the word Migui when we're talking Shvu'ah. Oh. The Shaila is what happened? Rashi over here, Gimel Amud Aleph, Bamitzia, Meshev Aveda is Daraisa. Dalet Amud Beis, other places in Shas, Meshev Aveda Derabonon. What happened? Oh. As the Beis HaLevi asked the question. And the Beis HaLevi in Chelik Gimel, Simen Lamed Zayin, answers that after the Teretz of the Gemara, Meshev Aveda is not the Raisa. Why? Because Bishleima, if there's no Ha'aza to return things, as then the guy came, he returned it, he didn't have to, we see as a tzaddik, as that part is Yumin HaTorah. But once the Gemara answers, that it's her azah to return things. It's her azah to be kaifer. And the reason why sometimes people return money is because they're too embarrassed to keep it. As in King, Meshev Aveda will never be the Raisa anywhere. It'll only be the Rabbana. Because with the Raisa, we can never see he's a tzaddik gomer from the fact that he gives back money. Maybe the reason he gave back the money and he offered on his own was because he was scared you're going to come and you're going to mun him. As a Mela, he that everywhere Meshev Aveda is always Midirabbana. As it's only a Havamina of the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph before the Gemara is Mechadish Chazoke Ein Adam Meyiz, that Meshev Aveda Pat is Min HaTorah. But once we say Chazok Ein Adam Meyiz, Meshev Aveda Patis. And this is Lefi Rashi, that Meshev Aveda is new. Lefi Taisis, Migui will always Patis, as long as it's not a Migui de Oz. Okay. This is the Svara de Beis HaLevi. Okay. In the Shmaka Mahalat, that's what the Beis HaLevi wants to learn. Rav Nochum wanted to learn this. Rav Nochum wanted to learn that the Havamina, this is only a Havamina in the Gemara. Of the Maskana, the Gemara flips over. And everything changes, and Rashi and Baba Kama is going the Maskanas HaGemara, and the Maskanas HaGemara, everything changes. And that answers the steer in Rashi, and Rashi and Shas learns differently than this Rashi. It's a nifedika ein fall, but as man kotze, as Nochum's ein fall, we're going to leave for tomorrow. So today we saw one malach to be miyashiv the stira, one malach to be miyashiv the shaila of nature of Veda. Tomorrow we'll see with Nochum. We just want to finish the Texas. With a little bit of time we have left, we just want to finish Texas. Tomorrow we'll see with Nochum's other malach, big malach. We saw one big mahalak in Rashi, Yishuv, Mahalim, Zeyush Sheikh. Now let's lower it, let's start on a new Likud. Frek Taisis Akasha. Mim Taimer, Kaifer HaKol Minolam De Potter. How do you know Kaifer HaKol is Potter? Basmate. Basmate means what is. The Torah wrote Kiyuzeh. The Torah wrote Moideh B'miksas. Vos rektaisis. What's Taisis' question? The Torah wrote Moideh B'miksas. Kiyuzeh. You ever heard of such a thing? The Zegzeris HaKosiv. Moideh B'miksas is Chayiv. Rektaisis. Kaiver HaKol Shebi Chayiv. What's mean? The Torah wrote Lehedyeh Kiyuzeh.
As well as the kasha.
Taisus didn't know the pasuk of Kiyuzeh. Taisus didn't learn Baba Kama before Baba Metzia. What is yeshiva skipped it? Yeah, Taisus learned it. Avad it. As well as read Taisus. How did the Olam learn Taisus? The Olam learned Taisus.
There would have been a way to learn from the pasuk that Kaiver HaKol should also be.
Oh. Taisus means to say you should learn out Kaifer HaKol from Moideh B'miksas. What's the Svar to be Machalik? You should learn it. That's how the Rashba explains Taisus' question. Avada, we know the Torah says Kiyuzeh. Abba, we should learn out of Kaifer HaKol from Moideh B'miksas. That's how the Olam learned. Everyone's Masim, Tim?
There's no Chashash Mashaker.
Huh? There's no Chesh Mashaka by Kaifer HaKol. Oh, how could you learn that Taisus is asking that you should learn out Kaifer HaKol by Moideh B'miksas? Hadei Taisus on Dalet Amid Aleph says, why is the reason why Moideh B'miksas is Chayiv? Because he's Moideh to the other person, it shows the other person is MS, and it makes a drara that he's a Shakran. As Taisus on Dalet Amud Aleph says, a Pasha de Svara to be Machalik between a Moideh B'miksas and a Kaifer HaKol. When you Moideh, he's emistic. You see the other guy saying emes. As it makes a drara, you're a Shakran. But by Kaifer HaKol, you don't have the drara. As was Frank Taisus. Olam, hear the question. Olam has a Mahalik to be Miyashiv. Frag the Shaila the Beis Halevi over there. Frag the Shaila on Taisus. Lachari Taisus on Dalet says it's Svara. As well as Frag Taisus. Okay, do I learn Taisus today? How do you learn Taisus? Can someone help me here? Oh, Pasha, how do you learn? Oh. As the Chiddushei Aran has a Gevaldik of the Tet, there's a Shaila, like what's the beginning of Taisus? What is this Tully in our Sugya? Why is Taisus asking over here? So we said a Mahalach, he's coming Lafuke, Rashi, and Baba Kama, created. But maybe you'll say what Taisus is asking. What's the Gemara asking? Migui, we should learn now from here. Migui and Kol HaTorah Kula doesn't work. Maybe from the fact that the Torah was Machayev, Moideh B'miksas, I have a Migui of Kaifer B'kol. That should be your Makka, that Kaifer B'kol is Chayev. As Taisus is asking on the Gemara, why do you assume Kaifer HaKol is Pater? Maybe the Shaila, there's a Migui, that'll be Machayev. If the Torah is Machayev, Moideh B'miksas must be Kaifer HaKol, is Chayev. As Frek Taisus, Kaifer HaKol, Minol and the Potter. Maybe the fact that you have a Migui that you could have been Kaifer HaKol, the Kasha of the Gemara should be Machayev, that Kaifer HaKol is Chayev. The Ran in Shavuos explains Taisus' question this way. Taisus is Mineu Bey Gabait in the Sugya. What's Rex do? I is the Amigui from Kaifer HaKol. And of Inami! From the fact that Yomachai Moideh B'miksas, which is your Kaifer HaKol. Yeah, it's very creative, but it's reading a lot into Taisus. It's in Efsharus to learn Taisus that way. The other way of learning Taisus, the Beis HaLevi says, Taisus held that by every Kaifer HaKol, there's also a drara that he's a meshakya. Why? Because chazaka ein adam teveya elam kein yeshla. As Taisus was learning that the same way you have a drara by a moida b'mixus, because he's moida, by every kaifer b'kol you have a drara too. Chazaka ein adam teveya elam kein yeshla. People don't walk to Bezdin if they don't have a good time. If someone's coming to Bezin with a taina, he knows he has to pay lawyer fees, he has to wait in court for a long time, he has to have a din taira. It's not easy. A person only comes to Bezin if he knows if he really has a taina. If he doesn't have a taina, he's not wasting his time. As Taisus held that you have a drura by Kaifra Koltu. That's the way the Beis HaLevi explains Taisus. Taisus is the answer, Gzeres HaKosif, that drura is not as good enough as the drura of Moedah B'Mixas. That's the Taisus of Taisus. The drura of Moedah B'Mixas is a better drura. Either way, the two ways of learning Taisus are reading into Taisus. I'm explaining why we're reading in, because we also must frag Taisus. There's a svar to be machal. Okay. That's the first bit of Taisus. It's very late, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll be mashing the Taisus, say with nothing at court, on the Sugya. And as Hashem, the Iker, we want the Elam to start working on the next bit of the Sugya. The main shaila on Rashi is, if there's a problem in legal the chashav and momina, how does the kalvah chayla have? We show him in Rashi, that's like a bomba shaila on Rashi. That we'll start to work on to try to answer. Because tomorrow, we're not going to get up to the Taisus thing, we're going to learn Rashi. If the Olam wants to learn Taisus, it's a good idea. So we shouldn't have the Ika. We're going to focus in on finishing this Taisus, and Malcolm's learning, and the Rashi of the Kulubayi Balaam.